Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, it is. What's up, y'all? The men with the gift. I am Mr. Smith. League of Dads Talk Radio, WDAD 98.3.com FM. This is the week in review, y'all. The week in review is something that I do when I have things that I want to talk about, things that kind of jumped out at me during the week. And I like to share these things with individuals. So I call this the League of Dads, the week in review. The week in review. Want to thank y'all for being with me tonight. You guys could have been anywhere else, but you want to rock out with me. And I greatly appreciate that. For the next 30 minutes, I am going to be talking to you about the week in review. So when I talk about the week in review, I am talking about the week of course, February 3rd, going back to January the 29th. So we're going to talk about the week in review. All right, so of course, when I talk about the week in review, I talk about assortment of things, talk about the videos that I did, some videos that I did, platforms, some shout-outs, some thanks, some comments, just things that I want to talk about in my week in review. So in case you haven't seen it, I did a video this week, and I did a video talking about trying to figure out which channel I did that video on. I really want to go back and make sure you guys get it right. I did a video which is probably one of my best videos. I did a video on the extermination of niggers. And I did that video on the League of Dads Unplugged. And I did that video. What inspired that video was the things that I don't like. And I realized something when you are a public figure, when you have opened yourself up to the public, I realized that no matter what, people are going to be, they're not going to understand your plight. So here's what I mean. I did this video making a mockery of the nigga life. I don't like the nigga life. I'm a blue collar guy. I don't like talking slang. I don't like the stats on crime in the inner city. I don't like it. I don't like that the attitude that I see from these individuals that think that they could just have this I don't care attitude. Let me make something clear as I talk about this week in review. WDAD 98.3.com FM, broadcasting live on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I am a black man. I am a black man, and I don't do the typical things that black people do. This is why my journey has been very a turbulent one. And what I mean by turbulent one, a lot of people come to me and want my services. People, I have staff. And a lot of people come to me and they say, hey, you know, Chris, man, I love your work, et cetera, appreciate that. And then they hire my services. Once you give me funds, I kick the job over to my staff. What a lot of people expect is they expect me to be their friend. They expect me to, you know, they want to call me at any times in the night. They want to simply say, hey, look, since I've seen you, I know you, I should be able to call you. This is the biggest problem that I have with grown men. I have this problem with grown men. Grown men want to be my friend. Now, let's talk about this from another perspective. You go to a Hyundai dealer. You go buy yourself a Hyundai. No, let me back that up. You go to the NFL store. And you go to the NFL store and you buy Tom Brady's jersey. Do you really think you're going to be friends with Tom Brady after that? Do you really think because you brought Tom Brady's jersey, you and Tom Brady will now be friends? This is what people expect of me. I have an individual that I'm helping right now that will not respect my staff. We send him an email. My staff sends him an email. He responds back, Chris, 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 Chris. He then sent us an email. He wanted his money back. And normally when an individual asks for their money back, we are very conservative. I actually let my secretary tear off into him because he actually disrespected her. Every time she sent him, hey, look, we need this information, he responded back. So this week, he requested his money back. So what we're going to do, because I charge $685 for my services, which is a discount rate because, you know, attorneys charge $3,000 and $4,000 for the same thing. What we're going to do is we're going to now itemize what I always do. I'm a business. Itemize, and we never send them a refund. They ultimately end up getting a bill. But this is what I like talking about in the weekend review, okay? I like talking about this, so I call that, let's just be clear. I don't want to get off of this little segment. That is a nigger. That is a nigger, what niggers do. You two, they expect, they live in this world that only they're, like, whatever they want something to mean today, it means today. For example, then I'm going to move on. A nigger will get up today and they will be your best friend. This is what a nigger do. They'll get up today and they'll be your best friend. And then for some reason, they don't like you no more, or there's some other hot jiggy nigger that comes on the scene and he's more niggerish. He got like a better nigger code. And we all know nigger codes are never good. But he got a better nigger code because he don't give a F, and he'll beat your daughter up, and he just keeps it real, and he's bad about it. So that person now wants to be friends with them, and they don't want to be your friend no more. So what you did up until that point from then on now is not under the new nigger code coalition, section 8-5, verse 3. That person don't want to be your friend no more. So what happens is you wake up, and now you under the nigger regulation code, section 8-5, universe 6 of the Pluto-Saturn-Mars coalition, they are not your friend no more. So then now they find something wrong, and then y'all get into this big squall, et cetera, et cetera. So I did that video, and I was happy, and I made a mockery of the white man chasing down these black kids. And I was laughing in the video, and I was loving it, and I was real serious about it. And even, you know, but I think I need you guys to go check that out. And I was just laughing. You know, the guy was just thought he was getting away, and the guy murdered two people. This is what guys do. They murder people, and then it's like, I murdered two people. I don't care. I'm a nigger. Under nigger laws and guidelines, I'm supposed to get away. I'm supposed to get away. Like, I'm really supposed to, like, a cop is supposed to say, oh, you're a nigger? Okay, I'm going to reholster my weapon. You go ahead and get away, because under nigger code universe 6 of the Delta Sigma Phi Atrimarchion, I'm supposed to let you go. So please check that out. We're in a weekend review. I'm talking about the weekend review. I just talk about things that happened, the things that I experienced, things that are just things that are, but I'm going to tell you guys about something that punched me in the face today. I'm going to tell you guys about something that punched me in the face. It's about a woman that I used to date. This punched me in the face today. I used to date this woman. Now, before I tell you guys about this story, you know, I want to tell you guys something. Most of the people that listens to me, most of the people that follow me, because I do say follow me, most of the people that follow me, most of the people that send me emails and reach out to me, hey, Chris, hey, man, you're cool. Hey, man, hey, I like that video. Hey, man, don't cut your ass and all this stuff. Those people, it's mostly in their 20s and mid-30s, right? I want you guys to pay real close attention to what I'm about to say. So when I say what I'm about to say, I don't want this to be a shock to you. At 49 years old, you now have enough time to look back on your life. Now, this happens, I would say, somewhere around 42, 43, definitely by 44. You start looking back on your life. You know, you start looking back because honestly, the reason why I try to stay in shape, I do what I do. I work out because, like I told people before, when we get older, stuff just don't work no more. And don't want to mess around and find a woman, and then it's time to, you know, it's time to bub. Yeah, I know what, you know what bub means, you know, B-U-B. Bub is when it's time to beat up booty. And then I'm like, I'm one of those guys that I'm just not there no more. Like, my stuff don't work. I got high blood pressure. I got a beer belly gut. And I'm telling her, damn, baby, you got to rub my feet. You got to rub my feet. You know, girl, I'm tired. Don't want to be that guy. Don't want to be that guy. So I try to stay in shape. And one of the things that keeps you in shape is cardio. All right? All right. So follow me. Follow my story when I'm going now. So at 49, you kind of get to the point where you could marry somebody and be like, yo, no, I'd marry her. No, hell no. So everybody knows that in December of 2016, I had a woman that I used to date call me up. This woman was, as I tell individuals, she was 35-inch chest, 29-inch waist, 54-inch button hips. And I literally tore off into this woman. Very nice and kind, and kind-like. And I didn't tear off. I didn't curse her out. I didn't do anything. But I told this woman, I reminded her, because in December 2016, she was 48 years old. I had to remind this woman, remember what I told you back when we were 33 years old, we're the same age. I said, I guarantee it you'll be 50 years old and still single. And the reason why I told this woman you'll be 50 years old and still single, you guys seen it, you guys heard it, is because this woman actually made a mockery of love. Love was a game to this woman. Love was like, once you tell this woman you love her, she's going to step all over you. This woman got so much attention and didn't know how to handle it. Now, I have dated voluptuous women in my life that, you know, you know, they're voluptuous, they get a lot of attention. Women that are voluptuous get a lot of attention. This was one of those women that got attention, and she was from the Bronx, New York. She had four sisters. She was the youngest of the sisters. She had a brother behind her. If you compare her to all her sisters, she made all her sisters look like, I don't know how she looked like she looked and her sisters looked like they look, all right? When we were dating, I actually told her, your sisters are jealous of you. She didn't believe me. This is why, for all those that follow me, when I recorded the conversation that we had and made a video out of it, this is why I said to her, remember when I told you, your sisters don't, the coalition that you hold so dearly, your sisters don't share that with you. Your sisters are jealous of you. She never believed that at 33 years old. It's buzzing and ringing to her now. So that woman called me up and said, and I made four parts because she called me over 5 days. And let's be clear about something, people. I don't record nobody's conversation. I don't record conversations. But I knew where this woman was going. I knew that she was out of her luck. I knew that the game was over because let me tell you something about street people. They play the game so long, then the game start playing them. This is what street people don't understand. And I knew, and this is the last time for individuals that know what I'm talking about, know to check my channel, my webpage, this woman, and the fourth and last installment of that video, and she never called me after that. She said, I was thinking about me and you getting together. And, of course, I said, why me? It's something about you. Got all that. Why me, though? She couldn't even answer the question. People, let me tell you something. I don't have a relationship with my child still. People ask me about that a lot. People, it gets to a point where a child will ultimately be like their parents. People, I am exactly like my father. My father was a hustler. never sold drugs and all that type of hustling. But it's the reason why I have all the businesses that I have and I have the success that I have. I am my father. I am a spit image of my father. He's dead. Rest in peace, Daddy. But I am my father. People got to understand that the bundle of joy that I called my daughter is now her mother. She got to the point where she started treating me like a piece of shit. Another story. So I was on my dating site. Yeah, I know. I was on a dating site. Won't make too much of this. And I kind of got a message from my old woman that I used to date. Never said anything about her, and I never will. Never will tell you. I will never tell you. I will never tell the social world this woman's name. I will never say nothing about her. Very voluptuous woman. If I can look back on all the women that I would marry tomorrow, and I literally mean tomorrow, this is what I mean when I say you're 49, you look back and you know who's who. There are two women that I would marry. She's one of them. Got her stuff together. She has on her profile been on my job 27 years. Very beautiful woman. Excellent mother. Got problems like a lot of women got problems. But if she called me up, and let's just turn back the hands of time for 2 years. If she would have called me up and said, hey, look, I want to XYZ, blah, 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 the conversation would have been a lot different. People, I'm a man of my word. I say what I mean what I say. I told my former daughter, I said, listen, you're starting to do me wrong like your mom. I told my daughter, please do not do this. I told her that I can fight her mother, I can fight the courts, I can fight the bailiffs, I can even fight getting locked up every 2 weeks for non-payment of child support. I was doing it for her. I told her I can fight the world with one hand tied behind my back. This is what I told my daughter. When she started acting like her mother, I said, please don't do this. I cannot fight you. I will not fight you. You're mismistaken the fighting that I am doing with your mother as to think that that's the type of man that I am. I'm only fighting your mom for us. I'm not fighting you too. It meant nothing. It meant nothing because, people, I was blind. Everything that my dad told me was going to happen with my family, it happened. It happened. I told her, I gave her one warning. You keep this up, I'm gonna do what your granddaddy said. Your granddaddy said, give you my number, leave you the fuck alone. Now I know that sounds harsh, but you really gotta snap children out of it sometimes. Pay attention. It meant nothing. I am a man of my word. I gave her my number. It was nice knowing you. You may think that's harsh. You may think whatever you want. But I'm just simply a man of my word. I will not be involved with nothing if it isn't to my benefit, and neither should you. You should not be listening to me tonight if you think I'm going to get on here and say bitches and hoes, I'll be smoking, I get the chronic, blah, 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 blah. No, you shouldn't be listening to me. I put tape over my own mouth. I say what I mean what I say. So I appreciate the right people reaching out to me. And let's be clear about something. People ask me this all the time. Chris, huh? What would you do if your daughter reached out to you? I'm going to tell you guys what I told another man that went to the situation. Because you have to be a man to go through this. You have to be a man to go through the terror, the paranoia. People, I was paranoid. I was depressed. I was knocked off my axis. I was depressed. I was taking depressed medication. I'm a man. I can admit that. So when people ask me that question, well, hey, look, hey, what would you do? I would say, listen, I'm going to tell you a story, and it's about a friend of mine. And he invoked the question to himself and told me to answer. And he said, hey, man, you know what I would do if my daughter was to call me up right now or walk up to me? No, he said, walk up to me. He said, you know what I would do if my daughter walked up to me right now? I said, what would you do if your daughter walked up to you right now? He said, I would be looking around for a sniper. I would be looking around for a gang of men to jump me. That's the way it is, people. That's the way it is. I met a man that last time he seen, I met a man in 2012 that last time he seen his daughter was in 1992. This man had me beat. I got six cars. This guy got about 20, but he got top dog shit. He had a Dodge Viper. He had a goddamn he had a Dodge Viper, a XRT. He had a Barracuda. He had a Roadrunner. Roadrunners go for about. You ain't finding a Roadrunner now for about a. You can get a Roadrunner rusted out for about $200,000. There have been Roadrunners that went for over $1 million. This guy had one. This guy had a Honda dealer. Well, that's where I got my Honda from. Guy had a Honda dealer. The very Honda that I ride today, I brought it off of him. White guy. I was renting my first studio from him. The stories are always similar. After a while, you try to put up with it. You fight it. Then ultimately, it starts treating you like a cancer. It's a poison, and you have to save yourself. So when I'm asked that question, I just simply tell people what he said. What he said. All right, I am talking about the Week in Review, y'all. This is WGAD 98.3.com FM, the Week in Review. I did another skit this week. I was talking about how white people, how they are more mad than blacks. I got 7 minutes left. Here's what a lot of people think. A lot of people actually think that black people are mad. A lot of people, society, the world, got everybody thinking that black people, are we just this, we are these mad people. I'm mad. The example that I did in the video, I talked about the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, and of course the Oklahoma City bomber, Timothy McVeigh. These both of these men are white. So I'm going to break down how, I'm going to tell you how I broke down white people as only I can. I'm patting myself on the back here, all right? I'm not cocky. I'm just joking, all right? I'm patting myself on the back, but I'm joking, all right? So the example that I gave was a road rage incident. You driving in your car. You're a black person. You're driving in your car. Somebody cuts you off. You guys get into a road rage. You guys get out your car. And if you don't believe me when I say this, there's videos on YouTube, road rage at its worst. So you can look at these videos, and, like, each road rage incident was, like, less than 4 minutes. The longest one was, like, 6 minutes. That's why I gave the six-minute analogy. So I'm just laughing because I've seen this one thing where the white guy got out of his car, kicked the black guy's BMW, and the black guy's got out, whooped his butt. The woman was talking, and the president got out, hooked off on a woman. That was a funny video. Anyway, 6 minutes, all right? So I'm going to use that crime. 6 minutes. Now, America says that black people, we got attitudes and we're mad. Let's be clear about something. A lot of people didn't notice until I speak about mad a lot. I speak about animosity, mad. I speak about these things because those are the biggest things that me as a man, I run into when I deal with women. So we're going to talk about mad. Mad means temporarily ill and insane. That's what mad means. This is why nobody can say ever, nobody in history, that individual that caught me in 2016 can ever say I cursed them out. When something goes wrong, I simply say, okay, this is what it is. People, I have had women kick dirt on me more before I was 10 years old than the average person will have in a lifetime. It's not like I got low self-esteem, but I'm saying when I just get that this isn't right in it, I understand it, and okay, I'm not going to be like you're a dumb bee, blah, 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 blah. All right. So 6 minutes, Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, it took longer than 6 minutes to make a bomb. Ted Kaczynski, he lived in a shack in the middle of the woods. It took longer than 6 minutes to ride out to town. He actually got on his bike, rode out to town, took a bus to the post office to mail off his package. Here's where I'm getting at. In short, this man was mailing people bombs from beef that he had with them 15 years ago. People, that's mad. That's mad. Let's talk about the riots, the LA riots. I want to use an exclusive black issue, and I'm going to talk about the riots in LA. 1992, Rodney King, white cops got off. They started rioting in LA. 68 people were killed. 68. So we're going to say 68 people died by the hands of black people over the riots lasted almost 48 hours. So in 2 days, the act of black people took 68 lives. Mr. Timothy McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bomber, killed 163 people in a fraction of a fucking minute with a bomb. So you want to look at the actions of black people and say, hey, look, you guys are mad. You guys are fucking furious. You guys are mad. Why? Because you publicize our mad. When black people are mad, it's publicized. But you look at the actions of white people, and when I look at the actions of white people, you got to forgive me. I look at things a lot different than the average person. This is why individuals admire me like they do. I look at things different. You're not going to tell me just because, all right, so I watched the first 48. Okay, first 48. And they're looking at the cameras. Okay, look at the cameras. Somebody got killed in a bar, outside of a bar. So they looking at the cameras. Look, there's the guy right there. Yeah, see, he pulled up in the car. Oh, he's standing right there with the gun. All right, the whole thing from start to finish takes 3 minutes. I know it's a murder, but I'm just trying to make a point. So 3 minutes of a mad, 3 minutes of a mad, 3 minutes of an episode with black people, okay, is mad. 3 minutes. People, the Unabomber has been doing what he was doing for damn near 20 years. 20 years in everybody's calendar is two goddamn decades. Two decades. Every decade is 10 years. This guy was blowing up people for 20 years. He was blowing up people for 20 years, holding on to them. And the people that, as I stated earlier, he was blowing up. He didn't see them in just as long time. So you charge black people for instant problems and all the quirks and everything, but white people, goddamn. The list just goes on and on and on. So I just did that. I actually did that yesterday, and I would love for you guys to go and check that out. And listen, hey, the Super Bowl is on. I got 47 seconds. I really appreciate you guys for listening to me. I'm the guy that tells you, and I've been saying this from the beginning. We shall always regret the day that the earth make the sun fight to shine upon us. I will see you guys tomorrow at 6 p.m., same time, same league station. Good night, y'all.